Welcome to the FinTech Fives, the five things you should be thinking about around FinTech this Friday. And well, what a week it has been. You know, let's call this Black Swan Week. And for those who haven't heard the term Black Swan before, or who have heard it and are only pretending to know what it means, Investopedia defines a Black Swan as an unpredictable event that is beyond what is normally expected of a situation and has potentially severe consequences. And I think we had that one multiple times. In fact, not just a single black swan, we had a bevy of black swans, not the least of which the COVID pandemic, officially becoming a pandemic, the biggest market drop since 1987, and oil crisis shocking a lot of the markets. Top of that, we've seen states making schools, you know, pull out, physical access is being limited, volatility is up. Customers are rightfully concerned and conditioned to have automatic and immediate responses when it comes to their financial life, sometimes for really good reason. Now, we run a consortium of banks known as the Alloy Labs Alliance, so have a pretty good inside track in terms of what the pulse of banking and a lot of financial services are thinking. And one set of themes that has come up repeatedly has been the value of the investments they have made in innovation efforts in terms of their ability to deliver when things have gotten chaotic. And the flip side of that coin is we're hearing the number of times that the pain that they are taking right now is for projects they've delayed. This is everything from, hey, if we had only moved to the cloud as we had been planning, supporting work from home for a majority of our workforce would have been much easier. Right now, what we're finding out is we can't have that many VPNs rolling in right now. Or when we have that many users shifting to online access, we can't support that. Wish we had worked more on online account opening or auto enrollment into electronic access and alerts. This is why innovation is such an important theme. And it's why innovation can't just be about digital transformation that is putting digital lipstick on the analog pig. This is not about just making a prettier user experience and calling it done. Now, it's easy to say we're in the middle of retrenching to the new reality of social distancing, school closures, and a largely remote workforce, but now's the time to actually be taking notes on what processes, technologies, and people skills need to be updated or started with a clean piece of paper to be future ready. Now, as an angel investor, I've made several bets on this trend in financial services, and one that I'll reference here just as a disclosure is Blue Leaf Wealth. I think exemplifies, you know, some of the best attributes here. Now, one is technology should simplify your business, not complicate it. Customers need to be able to self-serve, especially access to information as much as possible. And that requires intuitive design and new tools. If I'm theoretically in the middle of buying a new house, okay, not so theoretical, I want to know the status of my mortgage because the close is rapidly approaching. I should be able to see the status online, the items outstanding, and what actions I can take in the middle of the night while I'm worried about this rather than having to wait to speak to a person. Second thing is, you can only deliver personalized service if it is technology driven, and this is why I wanted to reference Blue Leaf. I think they do an amazing job of this. When the markets are having their biggest drop since 1987, I do not want to wait for the quarterly phone call from my advisor to say, hey, we should sit down and talk about performance in your portfolio. Guess who cares about his portfolio performance right now? And it needs to be personalized. I don't want a newsletter in the abstract telling me that the markets are down. I can see that. I want to know what that means for me. Which leads to the third part. Automation is empowering. It doesn't replace a human interaction. It actually takes out the commodity parts of an interaction so that it frees up that human for the thing that only a human can do. Which brings us back to the intersection of this theme of personalization and automation. Users should be able to control what, when, and how things are communicated. Most importantly, it should be tailored to me. I don't want that generic newsletter, as I said, and I want alerts to triggers that I set. And when they're passed in my portfolio, when it changes a certain amount, or when a banking transaction is completed. Now, many banks have done a great job on fixing their alerts for things that have happened in the past or bills that are going to come due in the future, but they're not doing a great job of tying those back to the present. I'm still mystified that my credit card company that sent me a notice that my payment is coming due and can tell me when the payment is completed doesn't actually do a simple balance check in between that it understands, hey, an unscheduled payment went through in between. You might want to make sure that your balance isn't off by a couple dollars before that payment goes through. Now, the last point I want to make, and I think this is the most significant one for the day, now is not the time to lay off the innovation efforts. Yes, banks are going to be under profit pressure in a zero interest rate environment for some time. Startups are simultaneously hardening their systems for the first time and figuring out their profit model. Advisors are struggling to keep up with the demand as people are worried about retirement and where they stand financially and what moves they should make. But now is the time to sharpen the pencil and map out your investment strategy for where to innovate in the future. Because guess what? Welcome to the new normal. The next disruption probably won't be another pandemic, but the rules are going to be the same. Things are going to keep changing. And those with the innovation muscle, a strong foundation, and the ability to adapt onto the fly are going to be the ones that flourish. Now, typically, these tend to be the startups that have had to adapt along the way in order to survive, to find a way to meet a market need in a way that they can get paid to raise additional capital that they need to scale fast enough that they don't go out of businesses. Now, banks, conversely, do a phenomenal job of making sure they don't take on too much risk and move too fast in such a way that they're destabilized when conditions change rapidly. We need to find the healthy mix between the two. How do we actually bring some of the safety and soundness practices that banks do exceedingly well at with the ability to move quickly and better meet needs in a dynamic environment that the fintechs succeed at? Those are the five things you should be thinking about on this bevy of Black Swan Friday.